A Grizzly Bear, Two Brothers and the Marble Cave by H. Lee Berry. Published in the Berry Patch August 1988 and 1989. My grandpa Edwin Marion Whiting always said that his brother John was the best hunter in the family, and that he was second best. John smelted and formed the bullets for the guns they used at the time. At the Little Giant Springs mill site, John practiced shooting in his spare time, and used a good-sized pine tree for target practice. By the end of the summer, he had shot the tree down. I remember my grandfather saying that he and John were once hunting together, a little separated in distance, when John jumped, or surprised, a herd of 5 deer. His first shot brought down 2, and he was able to kill all 5 deer. Anyone who has tried to get a single shot at a deer in an open forest can appreciate that remarkable feat. When Grandpa was in his middle 20s, he and John obtained a contract with the Santa Fe Railway to supply meat delivered to Holbrook, Arizona by the wagon load. They were professional hunters and, along with many other teams of hunters, provided large quantities of game to be fed to the railway workers. Once when hunting deer in a forest, Edwin and John came across fresh grizzly bear tracks. They found the situation very exciting, because it was a chance to get their grizzly. Grizzly bears, Ursus horribilis, are characterized by massive bodies and humped shoulders. This species of bear seems to have a genetic feud with man, and it is certain that the horrible growls and menacing charge of these large carnivores arouse humans to the ultimate challenge when they charge in combat. Usually bears are hunted with dogs, but Edwin and John had no dogs, so they decided to track and overtake the bear. It is no accomplishment to track a grizzly because their claws do not retract, so they often leave an obvious trail. After a few hours they found the tracks led into a cave. Grandpa and Uncle John, in preparation for entering the cave, stopped and gathered a bundle of dry twigs to serve as a torch. This they did hurriedly, because the day was closing rapidly and it was growing dark. Next, they checked their guns to make sure they were ready. Their guns were single-shot, black powder rifles. When the rifleman pulls the trigger, there is a slight delay, then a flash of light as the powder fires. Now prepared, they lighted their torch and entered the cave. The cave was big enough for them to walk upright, but they could not see anything other than the walls, nor could they hear anything least of all the bear. Gradually the torch burned away and they were in total darkness. Apparently the bear was subdued by the sight of the flame, but with the darkness came horrible sounds from the cave, and the sounds began to get louder and louder. Grandpa whispered to his brother, "I'll fire first when it gets closer, so you can see to get a shot." Then he fired. They both saw the bear with the flash of black powder. Uncle John fired, and all became silent. The brothers retreated from the cave and made another torch. They re-entered the cave, where they found the bear dead from a single shot. He was shot through the heart and lying only about 10 feet from where they had been standing. When Ray Brown was about 20 years old, unmarried, he lived in Salt Lake City. Grandpa and Grandma Whiting came to visit him, and Grandpa asked Ray to take him to the new Utah State Capitol building in Salt Lake City. He expressed a desire to see the marble trimming in the halls and large rooms. Ray took Grandpa up to see the new building and admire the much-talked-about marble. Grandpa remarked that he and his brother John had discovered the marble, which had been quarried for the building, when they hunted the bear in the cave. After they had killed the bear, they went outside, made more torches, and came back in to get the prize. They were surprised to see the walls of the cave were polished marble. Ray asked how that could be, and Grandpa answered that they were apparently polished from hundreds of years of the bears going in and out of the cave. They had literally polished the marble walls.